Fed cattle prices trended higher on Wednesday. U.S. beef exports increase economic returns for grain producers too. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday, August the 5th. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices leaned higher Wednesday. They were a dollar higher in Kansas on a live basis at $121 a hundredweight. Compared to the previous day, prices were steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $125 and steady in the Western Corn Belt at $125. Although too few to trend, live prices in the Texas Panhandle on Wednesday were $2 higher at $122. Dress trade was $2 higher in Nebraska at $198. All of that was on slow trade with light to moderate demand. Those stronger cash prices and surging wholesale beef values provided support for cattle futures Wednesday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 55 cents higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 42 cents higher. Through mid-session today, though, limit down moves in lean hogs are weighing on live cattle, while a bounce in corn futures is pressuring feeder cattle. Corn futures closed mixed on Wednesday, from 4 to 5 cents lower through the new crop contracts, and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 5 to 11 cents higher through July of 22, and then 4 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle traded higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold steady to a dollar higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Heifers there traded steady to $2 higher. There were 7,006 head on offer. And at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers sold $3 to $5 higher while heifers traded steady. There were 3,294 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Wednesday as investors speculated about the Federal Reserve tapering stimulus support. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 324 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 21 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 19 points. U.S. beef exports add value to the U.S. grain market, too. Dean Meyer, who produces corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs near Rock Rapids, Iowa, explains, "My farm gains from red meat exports and the price of every acre of crops that we grow. Red meat exports are vital to my family's operation." Meyer was speaking about a recent study conducted by World Perspectives, Inc. and released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, which indicates U.S. beef and pork exports added 41 cents a bushel to the value of corn and $1.06 a bushel to soybeans in 2020. Corn and soybean producers support the international promotion of U.S. pork, beef, and lamb by investing a portion of their checkoff dollars into market development efforts conducted by USMEF. This funding is leveraged with support from pork and beef checkoff programs and the USDA. Meyer also highlights the industry-wide collaboration behind the promotion of value-added U.S. red meat into international markets. Something else this study points to is how different sectors of U.S. agriculture. He explained something else this study points to is how different sectors of U.S. agriculture can work together to benefit the industry as a whole. With such collaboration, he adds, there's great potential for U.S. agriculture on the world stage. Among the key findings from the study, based on 2020 export data, beef and pork exports used 530.5 million bushels of corn. At an average annual price of $3.52 a bushel, beef and pork exports accounted for $1.87 billion in market value to the U.S. corn industry. U.S. pork exports used 2.45 million tons of soybean meal, which is the equivalent of 103.2 million bushels of soybeans. At an average annual price of $8.98 a bushel, pork exports accounted for $927 million in market value to the soybean industry. Beef and pork exports also used 3.03 million tons of distillers' dried grains with solubles, at an average annual price of $154.59 a ton, generating $468 million in market value for ethanol mills co-products. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday, August 5th. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.